Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives repeatedly. Let's think about this. The Lord has promised good to me. 2 Peter 1:4. By which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. He has promised to give us the nature of God and deliver us from the sting of death. Thank him for those promises. His word, my hope, secures. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. Thank him for his word and ask him to help you to read it regularly so you can rest knowing your hope is secure. He will my shield and portion be. Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. He protects us and provides for us, which becomes even more obvious when we fail to do so for ourselves. Give praise to your shield and portion. As long as life endures. Psalm 27:1 of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We all have fears, but our fears do not need to have us. Ask God for the strength to endure as you look to him for light and salvation. Take a few moments to talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or just listen to what he is saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. The Lord has promised good to me. His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.